The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
That he went to. So, after Jesus was arrested, the first person he was taken to for trial was Pilate. And Pilate examined him and found no fault with him. So, he referred the matter to Herod. King Herod apparently had heard about Jesus. He had heard about the ministry of the Christ, whom he had admired from the distance. He had heard that Christ was healing the sick, unstopping the ears of the deaf, opening the eyes of the blind. And Christ was raising the dead and healing the cripples. So King Herod was excited about this man. That who could this man be that was being used so tremendously? And so when Jesus was brought before him, he examined him and found no fault with him. Looking at the accusations and evidence they brought, it was nothing worthy of pursuit, nothing worthy of bringing or establishing the criminal charges against Jesus. The man who was causing the trouble, they were silent on him. The man who was creating confusion in the town, they were silent on him. But Jesus, who was preaching the gospel, and he was allowing the good works of God to follow after his ministry, was the one who came under serious condemnation. When the matter had been referred from Pilate to Herod, the crowd kept agitating that Christ must be crucified. They kept agitating that Christ must die a criminal death, although he was innocent. And the charges leveled against him could not be substantiated. So Herod looked at it, and in order to please the people, he got a robe, a certain kind of robe, verse 11 of Luke 23. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate. Now, Herod found no fault with him. Instead of just sending him back, he decided to make mockery of Jesus. And he found a big royal robe. You say you are the Christ. And they began to mock at him. They began to speak against him. And then Herod, because he could pass no sentence against him, sent Christ back to Pilate where he had come from. Are you following the story? So Herod referred the case back to Pilate. It's important to take notice of the fact that when Jesus came back to Pilate, Pilate said, "I find no fault with him. I still find no fault with him." A true judge must stand for what he or she believes. Can I hear an amen? Even under the barrel of the gun, you must stand for what you believe. Even under a threat of mob action, you must still stand for what you believe. Even under the threat of a crowd, saying that if you don't release him, we will attack you and kill you, that judge must find a way of dispensing this to the people who are deserving of it. If you put your hands together and say amen. So all these were not being orchestrated by ordinary people. It was being orchestrated by the Jewish authorities as well. The Jewish authorities were willing to release the insurrectionist, and I'm talking about Barabbas, the murderer, rather than freeing Jesus. They were willing to continue living with the murderer than dwell with the Messiah. The man is a murderer. The man is a killer. The man is a wicked man. The man does not show mercy to anybody. He just has delight in killing people. And he would do so without any compassion. Barabbas, the Jews and Jewish authorities insisted that this man must be freed, contrary to what the law says, and that Christ, who was innocent and had never attempted to overthrow anybody, must rather be thrown into jail. I want you to know that the supernatural things do happen. And sometimes, although you are not looking for trouble, somebody is sending trouble to look for you. And they are wishing that although you are innocent, you'll be declared guilty. But today, before the throne of grace, I didn't hear an amen. Some of these people don't come out openly to say they will stab you. But they do it in the realms of the supernatural. They do it in the realms of the supernatural. And today we are saying that whatever the expectations of the devil are, in the realms of the supernatural, to overturn the will of God, today we stand to overturn that demonic ruling. Oh, Masandara Bashikataya, Braka Basandara Bakaya. God has ordained for you to prosper. But people that can be likened to those Jewish authorities at that time, Zarius, that you will not prosper. But I declare under the power of the Most High God that you will make it great. You will go beyond. You will prosper. God will accelerate your pace. You will become great. You will be established. You will rise again and even become greater to God's glory. Your amen is not strong enough. I declare that for plots that have been brought against you, that you will walk under a curse. Today the curses will roll away. We declare that anybody that is rising early in the morning or going to bed late just because of a desire to pronounce evil on you and to inflict pain and harshness on you, today we arrest those words. And we declare those words shall backfire on the person. Whatever they wished against you will come against them. Oh, you will say like the psalmist, my soul has escaped like a bird out of the snare, out of the trap of the fowler, out of the trap of the hunter. In the name of Jesus Christ, your soul is escaped. Oh, let me hear you shout and clap. I say your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped. We destroy the curses. I say we destroy the curses. We set you free. You are waiting for the curse to manifest before you shout it. Resist it. Look, a great warrior of Christ does not wait for things to come near you. Even if you don't know whether you are cursed or not, shout amen and drive it away. And don't sit down that way. We're in a spiritual warfare. Be wild. My elder brother fairly died young in the early 60s. I mean, in his 60s. You see, into that age. But something has cut short that life. Get ready and start making active intercession so that by the time you get there, that thing that kills people will be pushing to the background. I was speaking to a preacher yesterday. He went to bury his brother yesterday. In 2020, he buried a brother. 2021, he buried a brother. 2022, he buried a brother because his father had about 27 children. 2023, he buried another brother. And 2024, we have just started the year and he buried another. And he sat down and said, this is too much for me. And I said, that law of releasing Barnabas shall stop. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If your aunties are dying at 45 and 51 and that kind of thing, you must seek the face of God. Yesterday, I was looking through the internet to find out. I was going to speak somewhere and looking through the internet to find out the average age at which people died in this country. What do you call that thing? Life expectancy, mortality, life expectancy. The life expectancy in Nigeria is 60 years. In other words, averagely people are dying at 60. The life expectancy in Ghana is 64 years. So if you are below 64, your prayers must double. Oh, mashakataya, brastaya, brakamatia. Even if you are 64, it must be double, double. Even when you have passed 64, it must be double, double, double. I declare that that mortality rate shall not apply to you. That which is written in the word of God shall apply to you. That's what we are saying. My father and mother didn't go for a marriage. And when I looked at it, it was frightening. So from the first day that we got married, I'm talking about the first few weeks, in my home, there was always all night. There was always all night till the firstborn was brought forth. Because I realized the things that attacked our parents, some of the things were still lingering around. And it wasn't time to just be doing and they lived happily ever after. It was a time to be by your sweet bride, but to get up and take the weapons of warfare and go and come back and come back to bed. If you are ready to come back, shout amen. Put your hands together, somebody. If you look at your uncles and you go and ask them for 10,000 cedis now, they will look at you very strangely because you don't know what you are saying. If you knew what was happening in the Dodua forest, you won't even come and ask them for 200 cedis. It tells you something has been attacking the people ahead of you. And if you live your life just like that, that thing may reach you and that thing may make your life ordinary. But today we stand in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on. Can I hear an amen? I say we stand in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that any Barnabas that is supposed to be in prison around your family shall be consigned to prison. No Barnabas shall be released to come and harass the people of God. You're not hearing me. I said, no Barnabas shall be released to torment the children of God. You are waiting for others to say amen before you say amen. I said, no Barnabas shall take the law into his own hands, persecute people, chase after people, and destroy lives. Today I declare with long life, long life, long life, shall Jehovah satisfy you and show you compassion. Oh, come on, put your hands together. I've had some uncles who were rich. One was so rich when I was in the primary school and secondary school. He was very, very rich. Very rich. Before 30, he had a number of houses. Before 30, he owned more than 6 taxis. Before 30, he owned a workshop, you know, for repairing particular cars that he was trained for. A number of people in this country had not been trained for it. Before 30, he was wealthy. If you look at his back pocket, it was always filled with money, and I believe his back pocket was money. But by the time he turned 50, he was very broke. And I said, no. There seemed to be a spirit that allows people to prosper in their prime. But when they are getting into their old age in the family, the spirit attacks them. And I started reading scriptures of what God would do for us in our old age. That's why I keep talking about both youthful age and I talk about old age. In your old age, he will make you flourish like the palm tree. I say you will flourish. I say you will prosper. I say you will do very well in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead of releasing Jesus by Pilate or Herod and allowing Jesus to continue with the works of righteousness, Satan influenced the Jews and their leadership to say that Barnabas, the one who was a murderer and the one who was a confucianist in society, wishing to overthrow governments and things, must rather be freed and Christ be kept and destroyed. Today, I overturn that table for your sake. I overturn the tables of the diviners. I overturn the table of evil. I overturn the table of destruction against you. Shout, yeah! We can't allow the wrong thing to continue. We can't allow the thing to be coming closer to us. Somebody must stand in your house to change the course of things. Young ones would die no more. Oh, let me hear an amen. I said the young ones in your family would die no more. The power of God will arrest them. The blood of Jesus will sanctify them. The Spirit of God will fill their lives. They will embrace the word of God. Salvation shall be their portion. They will walk hard after the Lord, like Joshua walked hard after the Lord. They will be headed for their Canaan. They will be headed for their heritage. Nothing will stop them. The Moseses may have died, but the Joshuas are taking the generation into the promised land. You belong to the generation of the Jews. You will not die in the wilderness. You will not die in the mountain like Moses. You will enter your heritage. You will land in the promised land. You will experience the goodness in the land. I declare the lawlessness must stop. Somebody must arise and say, this is disorderly. Somebody must arise and say, this is Satan's sponsored. And if it's Satan's sponsored, then we must pray prayers which are God-sponsored. Say amen. As a young girl, if the devil marriage in your home, before you get to the marriage, boy, make sure you clear the thing from your way. When they say prayer meeting, don't miss it. When church fasting, or you have your own times of fasting, don't miss it. Don't be a Christian who is always coming to say, Pastor, then I say, Pastor, itenele ina anoko na kra, uba wa bomoshi, da no na anoko na kra, uba na anoko na biane. Oh, I didn't hear. I said the spirit of Barnabas shall be driven out. I cast it out of your house. I cast it out of your community. I cast it out of your home and out of your life and out of the church. I drive it away like the cattle driven away. Shout amen and put your hands together, son. Give seven people a high five and say, I will never be poor. Say it too. I said seven. You have just done one. I will never be poor. In Jesus' name, I will never be poor. 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 I will not live a poor life. I will not be counted amongst the ordinary people. I will never be poor. When the United Nations draws a line and say, this is the poverty line, I will be far above the poverty line. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I said, I didn't hear an amen. You will not be poor. You will not be poor. You will walk a blessed life. You will walk a prosperous life. Oh, come on, come on, come on. With things, a Christian allows wisdom to guide you. If majority of the people around you are dying on drugs at 39, 25, they are injecting all kinds of drugs into their body, Satan will look for something else to attack you with. Don't go and say, as for me, I don't use drugs. As for me, I don't use akpeteshi. As for me, he will look for something else. So get ready. The Bible says, whom you steadfastly resist, stand and resist him. Don't resist him, but all like they say, oh, I resist devil yesterday, today he came back, I'm going back two steps. No, stand steadfastly and resist him persistently. Push against him. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the spirit realm, in the satanic world, they don't deal in social justice. What belongs to you, they want you to have it. That's why people say life is not fair. Why? Because there are some people in the spirit world who are trying to fight what God has ordained for you. But you see, this is where you will bring the will of the devil down and you will impose the will of God over the situation. What God says you are is what you will be. You will walk in that knowledge, that revelation, that enlightenment. You will walk in that grace. You will walk in that favor. Put your hands together, somebody. As I'm preaching, somebody whose marriage has delayed, that power is being taken away. That evil force is being taken away from that marriage. Can I hear an amen, somebody? Whatever seeks to cause you pain and anguish and sorrow, we bind the spirits of witchcraft. We bind the spirits of the occult. We bind demonic forces. We drive them out of your life. Come on, put your hands together. Shout the loudest amen, somebody. They took Jesus to Pilate in the day of the Passover. At that time, Barnabas had been arrested and he was in jail waiting for sentence to be passed. Why? Because Barnabas was a killer, a murderer, and he was a Confucianist that created chaos. Today, the confusion in your family will stop. Oh, can I hear an amen? For some of you, some people in your family are always fighting you. May God silence the enemy. Can I hear an amen? And there was Jewish tradition to release one person to the Jews for crucifixion. Instead of releasing the murderer who was Barnabas, instead of releasing the murderer who was a trouble causer and a chaos creator in the cities, the Jews said, no, we want Christ. Christ who was without guile, he had pure hands, and there was nothing wrong with him. They said, we want Christ. Somebody is saying, we want you. But you are going to say it, it will pass over me. I don't like the way you said. I said it will pass over you. I said destruction shall pass over you. Death shall pass over you. Failure shall pass over you. Disappointment shall pass over you. Poverty shall pass over you. Sickness, disease shall pass over you. You will not be rich in your youth and be poor in your aged life. Shout amen, somebody. Your children will not be worse off than you. They will be far better. I said they will be far better. God will bless you with amazing relationships. People who are really friends. People who are really relatives. People who will intercede for you and come and speak the word into your life. People who will support you, the resources that they have. People who will buy into the mind of God and come and release the counsel of God into your life. Oh, masoka ta kata 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 kata. Whatever you touch will turn out well. Whatever you do will prosper. You will be like the tree planted by the waters, whose leaves will not fail. But in your right season, you will bear forth fruit. You will bear fruit of a 40-fold, fruit of a 60-fold, and above all, fruit of a 100-fold. When I'm talking about 100-fold, you are quiet. Instead of taking the 100-fold, do you want 2-fold? Then take the 100-fold with a better amen. I want to prophesy to you. As for winning souls, we will not stop praying about them. But there are some things in your life that they are prayer points today. You will take those prayer points on that paper tomorrow, and God would have answered all those prayers. I'm literally saying a time is coming when you will stop praying about some things because they'll be coming too much. Oh, Mayanda Kataya Brash Teketaya Brash Takataya. As for your children, your extended family will not believe that they came from the lineage. They will be very intelligent. You're not saying amen. They will be full of wisdom. They will be full of understanding. The power of God will work in their life. The glory of God will distinguish them. There are places when I show the picture of my family to my own relatives. They say, hey, uncle. I say, you haven't seen them yet. I don't post them on Facebook. God is about doing something. Oh, I say he's about doing something. Your children, when they stand up. Oh, Makaya bros, take it, Taya. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? They will call you and say, Daddy, Ma, Nuku he hiabo. I used to call my mother that way, and she would call some things conflicts. I said, hey, you man, oh, that ngobo. Oche ekwebe. She will check conflicts. Somebody says holics. So you must be wild. So involve yourself in prayer. Your prayers at home. Don't pray as I've been praying. You've been doing what? The prayers you prayed yesterday, forget about them. Pray today as if you haven't prayed at all. Tomorrow, forget about today's prayers. And pray more. That is the Christian life. The rate at which some of you will start traveling abroad. Oh, whoever shouts the loudest amen must get it. Last week I was called. I counseled a couple. They bought air tickets for me last year to go and counsel them. And I went. The couple have had a baby. Then they said, Reverend, you are coming to dedicate the baby. I said, oh, but they have a pastor there. He said, yes. The pastor will do his portion. But as for you, you are coming. Tell us the dates that are suitable for you. And tell us the class that we must get for you. I'm just going to dedicate a baby and come back to Ghana. What is that? I say pray. Don't joke. These potentials are there. They are in the spirit. And the day they start dropping, you will be shocked. Some of you will have so much money, you will drive to the airport car park. Park your car 2 weeks. And plane, come back. Pick your car, drive to the car wash. Wash the car before you go home. I said, the lawlessness of Barnabas shall stop. Barnabas shall no longer be released. He shall be withheld. He shall be incarcerated. He shall be jailed. He shall be kept in prison. Today I declare Christ is released into your heart. That's what the daughters of Zelophehad did. The decree was that it must be only male children who must inherit their father. This girl student said, how many girls? Were they 6, 7 or what? Said, look, and all our property is going to some strange person. They went before Moses and said, Mr., look at this matter. If you had girls, would you allow this to occur to you? Moses said, And Moses said, I changed the law. There is no law that cannot be changed for you. God will suspend some protocols and let you pass, then he will reinstitute the protocol. Can I say that again? Some protocols that are required of necessity, which you must fulfill, will be suspended. And God will make you pass, then he will close the gate and reinstitute the protocol. Yesterday we left the program, we were all tired. I went to lay in bed, I said, oh, everybody is asleep except the Reverend Tete Jangma. He must find a message to preach today. I slept around 11 something. By 1, I was up. And I stayed till 5 o'clock and slept for a short while and came here when I'd finished the message. You see, you must push. I didn't hear. I say you must push. You must push the limits. If the boundaries are here and they are keeping you tight, push it to the wall. Push the, create new boundaries. Don't allow the boundaries that the enemy gave to your forebears, your forefathers and mothers, to prevail. Push it. There's a prayer that you may not necessarily be fighting the devil, but you are pushing the borders. Enlarge your coasts. A time is coming, I prophesy, you receive it. Some of you be so blessed that when we dream about our next musical show, you will say, Pastor, how much? Consider it finance. Now, you are not a person because you didn't say amen. Because you don't believe it. But when you believe it, you will shout louder. You will shout better. I'm ending my message. And I'm going to ask you to clap, to shout. Don't stop it. Mayonerebe, rejoice, clap and shout. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I say you are not stopping now. Keep clapping, keep shouting. Imian Osayabra, Ayelerebe Kia Sakataya, Ayaba Banduri Mikiagba, Tayabrekebe Zilerebe Kia. Oh, Barnabas. Oh, Matia Kataya. Oh, Barnabas must be kept away. The son of chaos must be kept away. The son of confusion must be kept away. Oh, the son of insurrection must be kept away. Barnabas will be withdrawn. I withdraw the Barnabases from your community. Oh, come on, you are not stopping how to shout. I withdraw the Barnabases from your family. I withdraw the killer and the confusionist from your household. I withdraw Barnabas from the church by the power of God. And the chaos shall stop. The confusion shall stop. The killing shall stop. Jesus will be released. The Son of Righteousness is released. The power of God is released. The miracles of God is released. The answers to prayers are released. Oh, I'm expecting a better shout and a louder. Ayana Rabba, come on, lift up your voice. Mikataya. Ayele Rebekia Sakataya. Ayamikinda Katakata Katakata Katakata. Ayumangi Kayam Rekazunga Taya. Yomondi Rebekia Basaya Brakabadua. Ayamando Nayan Rekataya Breast. Oh, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Declare the word of the Lord.
The aggression of Barnabas against your marriage shall stop. The aggression of Barnabas against your pregnancy shall stop. The aggression of Barnabas against your children shall stop. The aggression of Barnabas against the church shall stop. The